This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Wild.
So, two Hollywood classics from the Golden Age are going to get diversity-focused remakes. Evidently, Wizard of Oz and also It's a Wonderful Life are going to be getting the reboot treatment, evidently. I don't know. Can you improve upon the Wizard of Oz or, for that matter, It's a Wonderful Life? I don't think so. You just need, like, a new movie or something. That's my thought. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition. We're rocketing into hour number four, which, of course, is the 5 o'clock hour in the East. We're glad to be with you this morning. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, everybody on AM 930, everybody across the GCN network. Welcome to Las Vegas. Welcome to Denver. Welcome to everybody who's listening. The telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. I just love saying that. And also, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send me a direct message this morning. And we definitely appreciate it when you do that. Hey, thanks, Ken, listening on WLSS. Point taken. And to answer your question, no. No, he's not. And I'll just leave it at that. But I do appreciate your message, and we do love hearing from folks and what they're thinking about. So I really do appreciate it. All right. Also, folks, we're going to be talking at the bottom of the hour this morning with Jimmy T. Smith. He's from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. So I want to let you know ahead of time. Head on over there and check out their website. Because we'll be talking about some of the material that's there, plus everything that's happening right now currently in veterans news and how the Concerned Veterans for America are advocating for our veterans. And Jimmy T. Smith, we speak with him once a week on Thursday mornings in the 5 o'clock hour at the bottom of the hour, so about 5:30 Eastern time. And you won't be sorry because we do respect and love our veterans so much for what they have done for our country. And now, of course, we find ways to help them, not just even through government programs. And this is what Jimmy T. Smith has been talking about, not just through coming up with some other program, but what veterans do to help other veterans and what we do as individuals as well. So it's comprehensive. And so you don't want to miss this. So I hope that you can stay tuned at the bottom of the hour as well. So once again, folks, welcome back to the show. And we've been having a great time this morning. No doubt about that. We've been talking especially about what's happening at the southern border vis-a-vis the state of Texas and the razor wire, the Supreme Court, what they said the other day, 5-4, lifting the ban of what the federal government can come in and do, namely cut the razor wire that the state of Texas is putting there. But you've also got calls from Democrats this morning for the Biden administration to essentially take control of the Texas National Guard, which I believe in essence is nationalizing the National Guard. So it is not going to be pretty here very, very quickly. It is definitely getting to a fever pitch on this, and where this goes is going to have such a dramatic impact on states' rights, and also, of course, on immigration overall. But the Biden administration also needs to take this into account. They need to take into account that the issue of immigration is topping these polls, these exit polls, for example, coming out of New Hampshire. The American voters, and I think this will go across the board more so than not, is that what's happening at the border is on everybody's minds. It is truly a national issue. It has no, it's not confined to just quote unquote the border states, because we hear what's happening in Chicago, what's happening in New York City, for example. They are literally crying uncle at this point and saying we need more federal dollars or this is not sustainable and so forth. And then I think I mentioned this a couple of days ago on the program, but just in context with this, there was an interesting article that came out that many people in Chicago, they don't blame Governor Abbott of Texas for putting people on buses and taking them to self-declared sanctuary cities, the sanctuary cities where, you know, hey, you know, this is, we're all about sanctuary cities. And suddenly a bunch of people show up and they say, looking for sanctuary, by the way. And they say, okay, why did you do this? This is completely improper. You can't do this. This costs way too much money. You know, it's not in my backyard. That's the oldest thing in the book, isn't it? Well, we'd love to build this plant. We'd love to build this. We'd love to do this thing. Yes, we should help people as long as it's not in my backyard, you know. And so they're showing their true colors. And of course, we're not surprised by that at all when that happens. But let's listen in here real briefly to Karine Jean-Pierre getting a question from Peter Ducey at the White House Press Briefing Room. And the question has to do with the so-called gotaways. That's real brief, but I think we got time to fit this in here in this segment. Let's listen in to the question and the answer.
There are about 800 gotaways at the border every day, 96,000 since October 1st. Does President Biden want to locate these folks who have disappeared into this country to parts unknown?
So here's what I will say is that the president, one of the reasons that the president is having these negotiation procedures or process with the Senate, with both Republicans and Democrats, as I've said many times before, is because we want to deal with what's going on at the border. He's taken this very seriously. He wants to make sure that we come up with a bipartisan agreement.
Bipartisan.
And we are very appreciative.
Very appreciative.
For that. But there's also the diplomatic aspect of it.
Diplomatic.
Making sure that we're having conversations with Mexico. And we have had. And we've had productive conversations with them. And DHS is maximizing. They are maximizing its enforcement efforts.
They're maximizing.
And since May 12th, and you've heard me say this as well, DHS has been able to return more than 482,000 individuals who did not have the legal basis to be here. So we're doing what we can, right, at the border. DHS is doing, maximizing their process, doing what they can at the border.
Okay, well, what I get from this is we're maximizing the process. But it's a real simple question, and it should have been a real simple answer. But, of course, we got to continue this thing. Well, you know, he's trying to work with Congress. And if it wasn't for these Republicans, basically, everything would be fine. That's the narrative they're going with, folks. But guess what? We don't buy it. We don't buy it. Stay right there. I'll warn with you. We are coming right back. Much more to come on this Thursday edition.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thursday edition continues. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, here bright and early on this Thursday morning. If you're just joining us, it's going to be a great day. I know that it will be. We sure hope that you have some great things ahead of you today. And thanks to Carlos for sending us a direct message over the break. He says, The Wizard of Oz already had a remake on Broadway. It's called The Wiz. Yeah, I do recall. You're absolutely right. And thank you for that. He says, the movie version bombed. Even with Diana Ross as Dorothy, Michael Jackson as the Scarecrow, and Richard Pryor as the Wizard. Yeah, I do remember that. I remember it was a Ease On Down the Road, if I recall correctly. But you're exactly right. Thanks, Carlos. I appreciate that. And he's listening. Get this, folks, on the AM860 app. How cool is that, right? So that's AM860 has a great app that you can use. I actually have it on my phone, as a matter of fact, so I can take AM860 with me wherever I go. So we sure appreciate it, Carlos. Thanks for your direct message this morning. Much appreciated. And so, folks, if you'd like to send us a direct message, simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can send a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you are off and running from there. Well, get this, folks. This from Bloomberg. We'll talk a little bit about some of the politics here in terms of the Biden campaign. We've talked a lot about, of course, New Hampshire primary, where we're going from here. Nikki Haley is vowing to stay in, and that she does have supporters. There's no doubt about that. And so we'll see where this goes in terms of what the path is going to be like, given what we see happening. But things could change only because different court cases and so forth could have a bearing on how some people might perceive it and so forth. But we shall see. She's not dropping out anytime soon. But when we get to South Carolina, that could be also a real line of demarcation. But as I said, we will see. But I want to focus here real briefly on what's happening over in the Biden camp. because the Biden camp, it's not all you know, cookies and unicorns and stuff like that. I think that they are really terrified that Donald Trump is going to get the nomination. And even so, I think they're terrified that they're not going to be able to make a great case to the American people. That's why they have our democracy. We're the sole protectors of democracy and stuff like that. And then, you know, anything else they can think of to try to scare people and give the old cliche of we're fighting for you and let us fight for you some more. And then a couple of years from now, and certainly 4 years from now on the presidential cycle, we need to fight for you because we can't win, and we got to fight some more, and then just let us fight for you, and then we'll go back to our old ways. Then we'll come back and try to sell you again on this. But at any rate, again, this from Bloomberg: President Joe Biden's recent campaign shakeup came after growing concerns from allies and private warnings to his inner circle about his weakness in a matchup against Donald Trump. Biden this week dispatched two of his closest aides from the West Wing to Wilmington, Delaware, to beef up his campaign, a move that came as Trump all but clinched the GOP nomination. And, of course, I think John Kerry, left the climate czar. He's not going to be the climate czar anymore, folks, and he's going to go help the campaign. How bad does it have to be when you got to bring John Kerry in and do that? Democrat lawmakers, speaking on condition of anonymity, said in interviews that Biden's campaign has so far fallen flat, that his age, 81, is a concern, and that his party is losing votes over high prices and the war in Gaza. They believe Biden is an underdog right now. While Trump is the opponent many Biden backers believe he would fare best against, those lawmakers and some party officials say they are nonetheless anxious about the president's chances, as a drumbeat of polling shows the Republican in the lead. Now, by the way, folks, why would that even be? I mean, this has got to be, this is just a total non sequitur in the Biden universe over there. In other words, I'm sure that they're just dismayed. I mean, they're the adults in the room, my friends. They're the ones that came in to fix the problems, because you know what was going to happen if Donald Trump stayed in office. The world was going to be at war. The economy was going to crash. Things were going to be terrible. Everyone was going to be suffering. And it's a good thing the adults came back in the room. I mean, I can't get over that whole statement, basically, that was essentially their thrust back then. And, of course, now, I guess with the adults in the room, what's happening? Well, the world's, you know, on the brink of war. There's all kinds of problems like that. The economy has gone sour, and people are suffering. And what are they going to do about this now? Well, we just need to do more of what we're doing, I guess. And don't worry, because we are the sole protectors of democracy. This is our charge. This is our solemn promise. And a vote for us is a vote to save democracy. A vote against us or a vote for anybody else is a vote to have democracy disappear. And by the way, of course, yes, we are a constitutional republic, but they use the term democracy in a very different way. They're trying as a catch-all, but inherent in that is, again, trying to terrify you. Oh, I don't want there to be no more elections ever, because if Donald Trump is elected, there will be no more elections. And nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. And they know that. They know that it's ridiculous. In fact, I mentioned earlier in the program, Hugh Hewitt had a great commentary the other day where he talked about, you know, these ridiculous statements that are coming out, you know, about Donald Trump or being a dictator or being, you know, losing democracy. But he said, no, the Constitution is strong. And that's another thing that sort of sticks in the craw of the left, is that the Constitution is strong. But they got nothing else to go with right now, folks. So they have to go with the democracy will be demolished, et cetera, because they can't go out and say, guess what? You are better off than you were 4 years ago. And we don't have to tell you that, do we? Because it's evident. Everybody, there's prosperity. Things are happening. And, you know, they can't say that. But what they do have to do is they have to say, well, we have this number, we have that number. And when you put these two numbers together and you divide them by blah, 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 then you're going to come out and everything is good. And if you don't understand it, it's just your problem. Please let the adults take care of everything. And don't worry yourself about this because we've got this in hand. That's kind of what they're going with stuff like this. Oh, and of course, we're the sole protectors of democracy. But back to this article, behind-the-scenes alarm underscores concerns about Biden's path to the second term and makes for a contrast to public shows of solidarity. Biden's campaign on Wednesday said the New Hampshire results lock in a Biden-Trump rematch and that the campaign would ramp up now that its opponent is clear. Why couldn't they ramp up anyway? I mean, you know, this has been going on, and it's been pretty clear. They're just stupefied by this. They really are. We are going to run like we're behind, said Cedric Richmond, a former congressman and Biden aide. Do we think we are going to win? Absolutely, because there is too much on the line not to, he says. Biden's campaign has hit several bumps in the road since last year. The candidate's selection of Julie Chavez Rodriguez as a campaign manager made clear that a substantial amount of authority would rest in the White House with his foremost political aides, like Anita Dunn and General Manley Dillon, who ran the 2020 bid. I guess presumably from the basement, I guess. Democrats have complained that the split structure risked mixed messages, officials said, while Biden allies said the campaign was always going to be ramped up around now. Still, this week's move of O'Malley, Dillon, and another top advisor, Mike Donilon, to the campaign offered an example of an apparent disconnect. Biden's campaign took pains to insist that Chavez Rodriguez was still a campaign manager, but Biden's own statement said O'Malley Dillon would be guiding our campaign to victory again in 2024 and made no mention of Chavez Rodriguez. The campaign, meanwhile, has continued to preach patience while they're stockpiling cash and their polling shows the voters aren't yet tuned in to the election. I think, well, you know, voters do get more and more interested the closer you get. There's no doubt about that. But voters, if you look at these opinion polls or the, you know, how's the, you know, presidential approval ratings and so forth, they're more tuned in than you think. And the Biden administration has, simply done too much too quickly, I think, believing that they had this ability and that somehow people weren't going to notice as much. But people have noticed, not just in their day-to-day finances and buying gas and stuff like that, but they've noticed that these policies, especially immigration, which is topping the charts right now, is so disastrous for the country. They get it. Boy, do they get it. All right, stay right there, folks. We are coming right back. We're going to talk with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and former President Trump notched significant primary election victories in New Hampshire this week. For Biden, the victory came after a write-in campaign, the president making abortion a central issue in 2024.
We need the protection of Roe v. Wade in every state, and we can do it. It's within your power to do it.
During a rally in Manassas, Virginia, meanwhile, former President Trump won a second straight primary victory in convincing fashion. His win over Nikki Haley in New Hampshire, Biden's notching another big endorsement this week as well. The United Auto Workers Union announced Wednesday it is officially backing the sitting president.
If Donald Trump ever worked in an auto plant, he'd be a company man trying to squeeze the American worker.
UAW President Sean Fain. Many union leaders did support Trump years ago during his 2016 campaign. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, we are moving through the Thursday edition here, folks. They're early in the morning, and again, if you're just waking up, if you're just getting up, if you're getting ready to go, and we're glad that you're spending some time with us here on the program this morning. And, of course, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. And we've come to the part of the program that I really, really look forward to, and that is we get an opportunity to talk with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. And we talk with them each week, each Thursday at this time. So without further ado, let's welcome Jimmy T. Smith to the program. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. I hope everything's going well and glad to be in Florida where it's nice and warm.
I can imagine. I can imagine so. Well, of course, through your travels and so forth, you're always out there doing something for our veterans or making sure that they're getting what they need. And I was telling the listeners earlier too, Jimmy, that as you had mentioned before, it's not just about getting the government to do things or the VA to do things, but there are people out there who are organically doing great things for our vets.
Well, exactly. And, that's really one of the most important things that people should be thinking about right now. We have constantly for years said, hey, let's go to government for all the answers. But the reality is you're seeing so many not-for-profits pop up that do everything from service animals to counseling to mentoring to kind of group therapy things. They have fishing opportunities so veterans can come together and go out and fish together so they can feel that camaraderie but also talk about the issues that they're facing. And this is really where you're seeing the difference between people in the community directly correlating to aid to veterans to make sure they can get help in a manner that benefits them compared to the bureaucratic nightmare that is the government that just wants to hire more staff and continues to fail regardless.
Well, indeed. Well, one example here, though, that we see of lawmakers trying to do something good for our vets is in Kentucky. They're advancing a new bill there that's supposed to make it easier for veterans to get help and also to try to reduce the stigma of reaching out, especially when it comes to the very serious issue of suicide among our veterans.
Well, you know, and Kyle, it's one of those things, you know, I imagine everybody who has challenges really doesn't feel like it's okay to speak out, but veterans especially. I can tell you, whenever I'm feeling blue and things like that, I have what, you know, in the military we call a suck it up and drive on mentality. So, like, when you're injured, you just suck it up and drive on. If you have a bad problem at home, you just suck it up and drive on. You don't really talk to people about it. You just deal with it. That mindset that was in the military it needs to change. It absolutely does. Especially when you come out of the military, it needs to change. But each and every state has tools in the toolbox that they can help facilitate things to happen. So in Florida, you have the Hope Florida program. You have legislators right now who are working on issues where you're seeing them do things like occupational license. In Mississippi and other states, they're doing what certificate of need. So there's more availability of health care in the first place for veterans to get health care in the local communities. So there is a way for the local individuals, local groups, and then the state governments to work comprehensively to make sure that they're doing things for veterans instead of just relying on the bureaucratic nightmare that is known as the VA.
Well, indeed. And certainly our vets, you know, it really overwhelms me sometimes, the bravery that people have when they go into the military and they serve our country. It's just something that, again, is just unbelievable to me, what kind of bravery that is. But, of course, they're used, as you're saying here, they're used to kind of showing that brave face to the world. But a lot of times when we have issues and challenges, a lot of times we present our own brave face to the world, but we can go back and usually we can turn to our own family, for example, and you don't have to put that brave face on. Well, the veterans, I would hope that they know that we see them as family, and if they do have issues and they do reach out, we'll receive them as such, right? This is what we're supposed to do. They go out and fight the bad guys, but we know they're the good guys, and we'll always help them.
Well, that is true, and people do, and, you know, us veterans, we talk amongst ourselves and stuff a lot, but there's a massive difference about being a veteran and being a civilian, and like I described that before, you know, it is not as easy as people think to come from the very structured military mindset to come into the civilian sector to do things. I mean, even our sense of humor is usually, I want to say, darker, more crass, or just uniquely different to the military. And as part of that, sometimes I know I've made a joke that my military friends would laugh at, that I've had the look from civilians going, oh my God, you know, I can't believe you would say something like that. Well, and my military friends would have laughed at it and thought it was the funniest thing ever. So there's, I mean, from the humor to the way we act and perform and our values. But also, I want to point out something, though, Kyle, because it sounds like, as we're talking, it sounds like, oh, the poor veterans, oh, whoa, the veterans. But the reality is 10% of all small businesses are veteran-owned. Mm-hmm. Only about 1.5% to 2% of America serves in uniform. And so as part of that, what it shows is veterans are actually much more successful in coming out of the military than we're painting the picture of. So that's something that I really worry sometimes, that we paint this bleak picture about veterans. The reality is they are more successful on average, but also they're a higher rate of volunteers in the community. They have less of an issue in law enforcement and things like that. So it's a unique aspect of veterans. On one side, there's unique challenges. On the other side, they're uniquely benefiting the nation when they come out at a higher rate than the average per capita community. So if you look at any other demographic, veterans are benefiting their local communities and the state and the nation as a whole, both in business and volunteerism and things like that. So I also want to make sure that as we have these conversations, mm-hmm. that there is a unique need for veterans, but veterans are uniquely qualified to succeed more than the average citizen.
Indeed. No, that is very cool indeed. And, of course, also CV4A.org is the website for Concerned Veterans for America. So that's CV, the number 4A.org. And one of the most important sections there is a section called Overwatch. And I noticed that the CVA is calling on Congress to investigate sexual harassment at the VA. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so apparently what happened is, I believe it's in the DEI section of the VA's administration, senior officials have sexually harassed individuals as well as in other areas of the VA. And so what happened was these individuals tried to go through the VA to deal with the sexual harassment issues, and it got to the point to where they were not being assisted, and it was not being addressed by the VA itself, so they felt they had to go to members of Congress. Now, this is the way I understand it from all the information I read and everything. And fundamentally, we're calling for an investigation. So as we talk about in the past, Congressman Boss, Restore VA Accountability Act, this is exactly why we're supporting that legislation, because that individual or those individuals shouldn't be allowed to retire, and some have, and others have been simply reassigned, and that shouldn't be allowed. That issue should be addressed. We need to hold the VA accountable, not only for veterans, but also for the employees within the VA healthcare system.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So that's one of the things that we're calling on Congress to look at. All this billions of dollars should be put towards the most professional possible healthcare system. And if there's things like sexual harassment within the VA healthcare system, how is that going to affect veterans? You're probably going to see them getting less quality of care. So it does correlate to veterans and the outcome for veterans' healthcare.
Well, certainly. And then also I would think it would also bear on the idea that we want our veterans to be able to go outside the VA to get care anywhere, basically.
Well, that's true, too. And there's actually there's video. If people go to our Twitter account at Concerned Vets, they'll see where there's a video where they're basically saying, hey, we want to do everything we can to keep veterans in the VA healthcare system. And by that, they mean with keep going to only VA healthcare providers, not out in the community. And that's the wrong mentality. It should be about what's best for the veterans first. And the VA's own Office of Inspector General has done reports in the past where it demonstrated when there was shortages for workers, when there was other issues like that. The community care program helped the VA be more successful. But there's this mentality by leadership within the VA to just keep bringing them in. And veterans are feeling trapped. Having mm-hmm. to drive hours and wait months for health care is not America's promise.
No, it is not at all. But this is what Concerned Veterans for America is all about. And Jimmy T. Smith, it is so great to talk to you again this week, and I'll look forward to speaking with you again next Thursday. Take care, sir.
God bless you, Carl. Thank you.
All right, God bless. Jimmy T. Smith, everybody, Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org is the website. Stay right there. We're coming right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Thursday edition is flying by at warp speed, as always. That's kind of our modus operandi here on the program. And we're glad that you're with us. Glad that you're there. Glad to be here. I'll tell you, folks, once again, this is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. And so let's continue. I did see this before we kind of get back into the politics of it all. But evidently, I guess there is a study out there talking about plastic bags or plastic consumption has gone, very, very high up. This coming from Fox News, as a matter of fact, plastic consumption in New Jersey spiked by nearly three times following the state's implementation of a strict ban on single-use plastic shopping bags. Following New Jersey's ban of single-use bags, the shift from plastic film to alternative bags resulted in a nearly three times increase in plastic consumption for bags. Fredonia Custom Research, a business research division for MarketResearch.com, reported in a study published this month. New Jersey implemented a ban on single-use plastic bags in 2022, the strictest ban on bags in the nation at the time, billing it as an effort to cut back on the plastic one-time use bags piling up in landfills. Plastic bags are one of the most problematic forms of garbage, leading to millions of discarded bags that stream annually into our landfills, rivers, and oceans, said Democrat Governor Phil Murphy after signing the legislation in 2020 that authorized the bags ban. The ban took effect in May 2022. However, it looks like that has resulted in a much larger plastic consumption. So is that good for the planet, or did this work, or what? I don't know. I mean, and I still see a mixed number of people. Some continue. I see them bring their own bags to the supermarket, and some, you know, you have to buy a bag now. Yes, that's the thing. You have to buy the bags. And especially if you go to the automated checkout, which we also know too is, according to a new study, is alienating to customers, according to Business Insider. So some of these automated checkout counters are going to be going the way of the dodo here sooner than later. But that's some of the fun stuff that we're looking at. But folks, this Dateline Jerusalem from the AP, two American flagged ships carrying cargo for the U.S. Defense and State Departments came under attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels on Wednesday, officials said, with the U.S. Navy intercepting some of the incoming fire. The attacks on the container ships Maersk Detroit and Maersk Chesapeake further raised the stakes of the group's ongoing attacks on shipping through the vital Bab el Mandeb Strait. The U.S. and the United Kingdom have launched multiple rounds of airstrikes seeking to stop the attacks. Meanwhile, Qatar, one of the world's top exporters of liquefied natural gas, warned that its deliveries were affected by ongoing Houthi attacks over Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Danish shipper Maersk, in a statement to the Associated Press, identified two of its vessels affected by the attacks as the U.S. flag containers, we just mentioned, Maersk Detroit, Maersk Chesapeake. It said the U.S. Navy was accompanying its ships at the time. Well, obviously, we don't want any bloodshed. We don't want any damage, and we don't want to see anything majorly significantly happen to these ships. A lot of times, even if there's a hit, from what I understand, that they've been able to continue, or they've just been misses, or they've been basically shot out of the sky, or defended in some other way. But it does beg the question, folks, how much do the Houthis have? What are they really capable of? And why isn't it that these multiple rounds of airstrikes haven't done the trick? In fact, the other day, Joe Biden, outside the White House with a lot of helicopter noise, you know, was asked about this a few days ago, and he said, well, are the strikes working? No. Will they continue? Yes. And it's kind of like, well, wait a minute. I mean, you are the president of the United States. I mean, it's not just about Joe Biden, the person. This is about any president can order and say, look, tell the Pentagon, I want the Houthis dealt with. I want it done. And I can't imagine, and as we've been talking about with Denise Simon over the past several days, and when all this started, when the first strikes occurred against the Houthis, I kind of humorously said to Denise Simon, you know, I don't want to be sitting here next week, you know, talking about the latest round of strikes against the Houthis, and here we are. You know, 2 weeks from now, a month from now, we're going to be saying, well, it's the 25th strike today on the Houthis, and but we do think we got one of their radar things or something. That's not going to be acceptable, because we do see some real global ramifications in shipping costs because of these delays. Certainly other issues in the region that are ramping up that are all affected by the ineffectiveness of some of these strikes. Now, I want to be absolutely 100% clear. I'm not criticizing the military, and I'm not criticizing how these were carried out or whatever. I'm just simply saying that one would think that the target package should be so comprehensive, in fact, that tomorrow, after these comprehensive strikes theoretically would occur, that tomorrow shipping in the Red Sea would would go back to normal for all intents and purposes. And I know to a great degree I'm oversimplifying that, but that's the idea. In fact, there was a question just a few days ago as well at the press briefing room at the White House. Why aren't the Houthis afraid of the United States? That's a darn good question. And, of course, now we're also hearing, well, get prepared for a sustained campaign. A what? Against the who? Against the Houthis. Who? The Houthis, I guess. hey, we're the Houthis. I got to tell you, folks, it's not funny in the strict sense, but it is bizarre that you have this group, and obviously they're backed by Iran. This is a proxy war, and for all intents and purposes, because we're coming under fire, and we're now talking about a sustained campaign against the Houthis in Yemen, you know, that seems like a war to me. It seems like a war to me. And so different things would start to trigger at that point regarding reporting to Congress or, you know, these kinds of things. And the president should really be more vocal with the American people about this, because it, as a result of these strikes, which I don't disagree with, by the way, I don't disagree with them fundamentally, but we do have to look at what some of the ramifications of it will be. And that is, of course, Iran and the Houthis ramping up their own rhetoric about what could happen in that region, U.S. and British interests becoming targets. They're targets anyway, yes, I know, but even more so, they could act on those things. Secondly, they can act inside the United States. And all of these things, and I don't say this to be doom and gloom, and I don't say this to terrify anybody, but what I am saying is that all this has a bearing on what's going on day to day at the White House. What's going on with the Biden administration? Why are they so lax on all these things? Because once we start conducting foreign policy, I know there's always some chance of it having ramifications domestically in terms of terrorists trying to take an opportunity and so forth. But gosh darn it, the president of the United States, whomever that person ever is, they have to have a comprehensive look at how things are happening in the world. And otherwise, if we can't conduct foreign policy the way that we need to at that very moment to protect our interests, protect the interests of our allies, and promote world stability, then we're in a very, very bad place indeed. And again, brings back to the border. People can just walk across it. They don't have to have a fake passport or anything. They don't have to fly in on an airplane and try to fool the U.S. Customs Service. They just walk across the border. I mean, it's so absurd that it's unbelievable. You'd put all this in a movie and people would say, no, I don't believe that. We could never be that ridiculous. But guess what? That's kind of what's happening, unfortunately, as far as this administration goes. That's why elections do have consequences, folks. That's why we're talking about the things that we do. And we're coming to the end of the program this morning. But we're going to see you again tomorrow morning, bright and early, as we continue to go across the airwaves, across the U.S., and right to your radio dial. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Thank you for listening this morning. It's been a great pleasure being with you. Go out there, make it a great day today, and we'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Extend.
extend your life with Extend Dover.